Good morning. Welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us, we are glad you are here. Thank you for coming. We want to give you a very warm welcome. On the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see the announcements in the church calendar box. On Wednesday night, across the street in the Ed Building, starting at 6:30 p.m., we have a light meal, and then we have Bible study, and then we have a time of prayer together. Please come if you are able to this Wednesday night. What's on the menu this Wednesday night? Hamburgers. Compliments of Clyde and Louise Heron. Please come and join us for that if you can. Our family fellowship luncheon normally occurs on the third Sunday. Down at the bottom of the right-hand side, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 56. Questions 41 through 81 of the Shorter Catechism are an exposition of the Ten Commandments. And question 56 says, what is the reason annexed to the third commandment? And the answer is... Our call to worship this morning is an invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Stand and let's sing the doxology. Go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, loving Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank You for this invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ to come to Him. We do come to You because You are the only Savior of sinners. You are the only one who can give us true rest for our souls. That rest comes through the substitutionary atoning sacrifice of Christ for sinners. We celebrate that rest on this day of rest through Jesus Christ our Lord, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 469. We will stand and sing 469, and we will continue to stand through the recitation of the Apostles' Creed and the singing of the Gloria Patri. So if you are able, please stand and let's sing "How Sweet and Awesome Is the Place." Let's confess our faith together using the Ancient Apostles' Creed. It's found on page 845 in the back of your Trinity hymn book if you need to look at it. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go to the Lord in prayer. Romans 5, 8, 9 says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." Let's pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and the desires of our own hearts. We have offended against Your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. We have no help in us without You. But You, O Lord, are a God who forgives those who confess their faults and repent of their sins. So have mercy on us according to Your promises to us in Christ Jesus. Such as the one that we have read in Romans this morning. Forgive us for being driven by too much selfish ambition and vain conceit. Help us to live a godly, righteous, and sober life according to the pattern given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that You would draw near to those who are grieving and to the sick and to us gathered here. We thank You for Your Word. We ask that You would help our hearts to be open to it, that by the Holy Spirit You would search us out and see if we are guilty of the offenses described here, and that You would help us to be conformed to Your Word, because we want to be true followers of Christ. We want to be true Christians, not just here on Sunday morning, but in our daily walk. So teach us, Lord, and enable us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms for our responsive readings. We have come to Psalm number 145 this morning. You can find the words to that in the back of your Trinity hymn book on page 838 and 839. So would you please turn there with me and let's read from Psalm 145 responsively. I'll exalt You, my God the King. I will praise Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. One generation will commend Your works to another. They will tell of Your mighty acts. They will tell of the power of Your awesome works, and I will proclaim Your great deeds. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
The Lord hears all. He has compassion on all human things.
All You have made will praise You, O Lord. Your saints will extol You.
They will tell the glory of Your deeds and speak of Your might.
So that all men may know of Your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of Your kingdom.
Your kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and Your kingdom endures for all our generations.
The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all He has made.
The Lord holds all that is called, and who shall follow without end.
The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food at the proper time. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and loving toward all He has made.
The Lord hears all who call on Him. All who call on Him is true.
He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them.
The Lord watches over all who love Him, and all the wicked He will destroy.
My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Our next hymn is number 521, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. Would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4. seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. As we prepare to receive our morning offering, our Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love to us in Jesus Christ. Thank You for giving us something firm to stand on. Thank You for the tenderness and compassion we have received from Christ. Because He divested Himself of all His divine prerogatives and made the ultimate sacrifice for us, we gladly bring to You these tithes and offerings. And we pray that they might be used to extend His kingdom and Your glory to every part of the earth. In His name we pray. Amen. Message this morning comes from Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. And this is what it says. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are My beloved Son. With You I am well pleased." Jesus, when He began His ministry, was about 30 years of age. This is the Word of God. The grass withers, flowers fade, but the Word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that passage of Scripture after the choir sings a special at this time. Last week we were in Luke chapter 3 and we looked at the ministry of John the Baptist, and we said that John's ministry consisted of two things, preaching and baptizing. Luke says, "And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." He preached repentance and then he baptized those who came to him to be baptized as a symbol of sincere repentance.